What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bully Talk Podcast. I am your host, Montone Barbudo, aka the Bearded Bully, and today I got a fucking banger for y'all because this is something that y'all wanted. I put it up on the Instagram polls and y'all voted. So this is the polygamy story. Now, before I start this story, make sure y'all go run the plays up on DMV. I just dropped that earlier today. And the only reason I dropped DMV before this episode, polygamy, is because it happened, honestly, before polygamy. It kind of works in the timeline of where my mind was at and where I was coming from. So, with further ado, polygamy. Alright, so I just came back from the DMV, you know, niggas gave me the probation, and I'm feeling good. I come back home, my girl is happy as shit, because we both thought that I wasn't coming back. Like, I was dreading the fact of even going out there to turn myself in. So, at this time, niggas is living in Hell's Kitchen, and shit was copacetic. Like, me and my ex, we were working things out because we was together before I even left to go out to the DMV the first time, but we ended up breaking up. And me going to the DMV was me trying to, like, move on from her, but obviously that shit didn't work because I just ended up coming right back. So I'm back in NYC, and I'm working at Foot Locker. Shit is going smooth. And, you know, at this time, me and my ex, we with it. Like, we having threesomes with bitches. We bringing bitches home. Like, she bagging bitches. I'm bagging bitches. I'm telling her to holla at bitches. Like, we really with it. Like, if OnlyFans was popping back then, we would have been up. No lie. Because we wasn't shy about nothing. We fucked in front of anybody. Like, we was just that type of couple. So, I was used to having my shorty open to that. And then I had the opportunity to have two girls, but the second girl wasn't really my type. You feel me? Like, don't get me wrong, she cool as shit. Like, to this day I still talk to her, but for a relationship and how I was back then, it just wouldn't have worked out. You feel me? Like, it's crazy. But anyway, so me and shorty, we break up, and it was kind of like it was a bad breakup, kind of, you know. And I was just at the point of my life where I wanted to experiment. I can't even say I wanted to experiment. I was trying to bring shit from my past relationship into my new relationship and who I was dealing with. So I was talking to a couple of girls, I'm not going to lie, because I always felt like if you're dating, you're dating. Like, you're not in a relationship. You could date who you want. So I was talking to a couple of females, but it was a certain two that I was really taking liking to. Now, if you got me on Facebook, a couple of months ago, I went live and I told a story on how bitches eat the booty too. And the only reason I brought that up is because recently Trick Daddy had went on an interview and was telling how bitches eat the booty. So I was telling my experience because I've dealt with a female who's done that to me. So that story with that female is the same female. Like, she's one of the females I was considering, like, taking serious and trying to have this whole polygamy shit go on. Now, if you know me, like, if you follow me on social media, I'm pretty vocal. I was vocal about polygamy for a very long time. Like, I always spoke about it, and I was always open to the idea of having two girlfriends because, one, that's where I was coming from of with me and my ex having threesomes and fucking bitches, and two, I just wanted to see if I could do it because I'm 20-something. Like, why not? Like, I just got out of a relationship. Like, if you're not with it, that's cool. So, I got shorty from I got Shorty from Bitches Eat the Booty. I gotta give her a name because I don't want to put people's real names out, because I don't want to put nobody business out, because it's none of y'all business. Yes, I'm telling stories that include other people, but I will never plug the person's real name in because I don't want nobody to be offended, even though I can care less. So I got her and I got this other chick I'm talking to, and I'm feeling them both, you feel me? Now at this time, I'm living in Rosedale. I'm feeling spicy. Like, I'm fresh off of a breakup. I'm living on my own. Well, I'm renting a room. And it's like, yo, it's up. Like, I'm working. Like, no bitch could tell me nothing. Like, I'm feeling myself. So, I got one. We gonna call her A. Super cute. Tall, chocolate, but her confidence wasn't up there. Like, she had low self-esteem for herself, and I really didn't like that shit. You know, like, she was a pretty girl, but she just didn't believe that. And I felt like, shorty, we 27, 25. I can't even remember how old I was. 26. Like, shorty, I shouldn't be having to tell you every day that you're pretty and you're worth it and all of this. Like, I know it sounds good. Niggas should big day check up, but if you don't have the confidence in yourself, I'm not about to build that confidence up. You feel me? So then I had C on the other hand. C, I was really feeling C, but I just wasn't, like, I was feeling her, but I wasn't really taking her too serious. You feel me? Like, because I guess I wouldn't, I don't know, but I wasn't really taking it too serious. But I spoke openly to both of them on separate occasions about polygamy, so they already knew the type of nigga I was. So I remember one day, A is at the crib, and we just chilling. I'm not really thinking nothing of it, and C comes over. Now, I didn't know C came over, but when C came over, she happened to see A's boots outside my room door. I'm surprised C didn't break into my room and try to fuck me up. She handled that shit like a G, but she ended up going home and I guess handling that shit however she handled it, whatever, boom. So a couple of days later, I don't know what happened. I think my phone was off. Something happened where I know I couldn't be in constant contact. Like, throughout the day, like, it was just messages here and there whenever I had got Wi-Fi. Now, I remember I told A to come over, but A was always iffy because she had kids and she couldn't always get somebody to watch her kids. So it was always up in the air with her. You feel me? And C was always with it. So I knew if A flopped, C will pull up. So I remember earlier that day, I think I had hit C up and I told her to bring some food over. Like, I wanted pizza, something from her side. And that was the last time, like, we spoke. I don't remember talking to her after that. So when I get home, A comes through. And A is just chilling in my bed. We watching movie. I think we was watching Martin because I had the Martin DVDs on spin heavy back then. I had the Martin DVDs on spin. We watching Martin. And I think my phone, during this time, I think my phone bill got paid. I had Wi-Fi. Something happened during this time, but I ended up getting a message from C saying she was on her way over. So now it's like, oh shit. You're on your way on the over here. I got A in my bed. So I'm like, all right, man, fuck it. We just going to see how this shit work. Now, at this time, remember, we just dating. So if you got mad, that's you getting mad. I can't really stop you from being mad. Like, shorty, we dating. You not my girl. That was my favorite line. Yo, you're not my girl. And I lived by that shit faithfully. So, boom. C gets to my crib, right? And I tell her, I think I catch her downstairs. I'm like, yo, remember I was always talking about the polygamy shit? And well, my other girl is upstairs. She's like, what? I'm like, oh, my other girl is upstairs. She probably thinking I'm joking, because if you know me, you know that's the type of nigga I am. Like, I joke around a lot, but I be dead ass serious. Like, my jokes be like 80% truth. So she's like, oh, you lying, whatever. So she goes upstairs, right? Boom. She comes upstairs, sees Shorty in my bed. Handled this shit like a fucking G, bro. Like, she handled this shit like a gangster. Boom. Bossed up. She seen her. Yo, she pulled a blanket back up off of her. Because she know that I don't like people or, well, females in my bed with their street clothes. Because I don't really have male friends coming over like that. She know females don't sit in my bed with street clothes. She pulled the blanket up off of her. She looked at her body. She was like, figures. Because she had a fucking wagon. A had the body, bro. I'm not even going to hold you. A had a body. So she was like, oh, so you were the shorty who was here the other night. When she said that shit, it clicked on me like, oh, shit. She came to my crib and seen her boots. So, boom. When I tell y'all, C put on her fucking bully. Yo, she was a bully, my nigga. Like, she came into that room and took dominance. She demanded that shit. Like, shorty, I'm the number one bitch. Yeah, this nigga might be trying to do some wacky shit, but you not number one. I don't know what this nigga telling you, but you're not it. And I'ma make that be known. And I like that shit. When all of that was happening, I liked it. My heart was beating through my fucking ass because I didn't know what was gonna happen. But I like that shit. So boom. C chilled for a little bit. All right, nice to meet you, shorty. Yo, I'll text you later. And dip, she left the crib. So my heart is like, oh, whew. Like, damn, me thinking about that night just now got my heart racing. That's how fucking intense that shit was. So C leaves. A is like super, A is like, like I said, her self-esteem isn't already up there. So she's not the bravest and toughest chick, you feel me? Even though she is bigger than C in stature, I think C would have smoked her, like, hands down. It wouldn't even have been a fight. If it would have got that far, I don't think it would have got that far. So the night goes on, boom. The next day, me and C talking, and she was like, yo, make sure you let Shorty know I'm number one. Like, if we doing this, I'm number one. I'm the top bitch. This side and the third. I'm like, yo, she knows that. Like, I don't gotta tell her. From last night, your energy spoke volume. She know what time it is. Boom. So I say for like 2 days, 2-3 days, it was good. And then one day, fucking C hit me up and she just couldn't do it. Like, I guess, I always felt like her friends got in her ear, and I'ma stick by that. I don't give a fuck. I felt like her friends got in her ear because I felt like she was with it, but I also felt like she was only with it to make me happy. But then she realized that I'm not doing nothing that I'm not comfortable with to make no nigga happy. You know how females think, and I don't knock her for that. But yeah, eventually I dubbed A because it just wasn't working. Like, she was cool and all. She was cute. Damn sure freaky. But that low self-esteem was a killer for me. Like, I couldn't work with that shit. And, you know, everybody got their cup of Henny. She just wasn't my cup of Henny. And I hope she doing good because she was a good chick. You feel me? But I said all of that to say this. I'm not against polygamy. I'm not against whatever people's into. I actually think polygamy is a pretty dope idea and concept if everybody's on the same page. I clearly went about it the wrong way. I was trying to force it upon two people, and that was wrong of me. But then again, that was something I wanted. So it's like, we all ended up bending at some point. Because she abended at first to agree with it, and then I abended by stop fucking with it. And like, I don't knock it, but just go for people who's in the same room as you. because it's a lot of people out here who's into the same shit that you're into. You just got to be open and honest about it. A lot of people aren't honest about things because they feel like others are going to look at them in a different way. But nigga, it's 2022. This world is fucked up. It's honestly nothing that anybody can tell me right now that's going to have me shocked. Like, unless a nigga close to me got AIDS and I've been smoking blunts with the nigga and I don't even smoke with people. So that would be the biggest shocker. But like, it's nothing to me that can shock me. And especially nowadays, it seems like everybody is just so... I don't know, the way this whole relationship pool is, and it's just weird looking from the inside out because I'm in a relationship, but I see the shit that people deal with. I see females that have been single for years, you feel me, that I be looking at them like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you look, you got a good job, you're pretty, this and the third, like, what's wrong with you? But then you never know what niggas' qualities are. And so it's weird. But I'm all for polygamy. I'm all for monogamy. I'm all for whatever you're for. Because I don't have no hate in my blood for anybody. But just respect what I'm doing. And I can respect what you're doing. And that's just how it is. Polygamy. And I feel like we're all here to breed. But that's another subject. That's for a whole nother day because I think differently. But it's a reason why I don't mind polygamy. And I just felt like we're here to breed. You feel me? Like, no man is supposed to be tied down to one person. And if females feel that way, fuck it. Y'all feel that way too. Nobody can tell you what to do with your body. But yo, that's the episode for today. Y'all already know the fucking vibe. I'm trying to drop daily content for y'all niggas because I've been slacking. But yo, make sure y'all tap into the Instagram and to the Facebook at Bully Talk Podcast. Tap into the Twitter at Podcast Bully. This episode was voted by the fans and the listeners. They wanted this episode. I was supposed to drop it last weekend, but I ended up sleeping the whole day. And then me and Bryson, we was just chilling Sunday to day. Like, life is different for me now, and I'm still adjusting to it. So, I'm going to get back to it. Y'all know what to do. Holla at me. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Don't be a part of the committee. Bully talk.